So our programs are everything from Broadway to classical. We do dance, theater, all kinds of music. It's really, hopefully, a schedule that people in the community can look at and find something that's going to appeal to them in the season.
That's Emily Bierman, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Emily Bierman is the general manager of the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. She joins us to talk about the history and mission of this center, as well as the variety of performances you can see at Yardley Hall and Polsky Theater. Emily, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dan. It's so great to be here with you.
Before we talk about the Carlson Center, let's talk a little bit about your background and how you came to be the general manager there.
Well, that's not a very exciting story, but I'm happy to share. I actually have a music background, so I have a degree in voice from the University of Missouri, Kansas City Conservatory of Music and Dance. That was a great experience for me. I grew up singing in choirs and singing in musicals and operas and things like that. So as I went through the curriculum at the university, I realized that I was attracted more to being behind the scenes. So I also have a minor in business administration and figured I'd go to work for a symphony or an opera company. And I did that out of college. I worked for the Kansas City Symphony and the Lyric Opera of Kansas City for a few years in box office, in grant writing, in marketing, a little bit of everything. It was a great experience, a great learning environment. And then they opened the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College, and a position became available. And so I went there and applied and became the event manager and volunteer coordinator for the building. And then after about 5 years, moved into fundraising with the Johnson County Community College Foundation and did that for 14 years. And that experience culminated with a capital campaign to raise money for the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art and the Rainier Center on the campus. And after that, I was asked to return to the performing arts and become the general manager at the Carlson Center. That's where my heart had always been, so I was happy to go back and do that in 2009.
How long has the Carlson Center been in existence?
We opened in the summer of 1990, and the building was constructed with the help from a bond issue, so property taxes in Johnson County paid for the building in about 2.5 years after it was opened. And since that time, we've been doing our own series of events. The college puts on events and performances, which we facilitate, and then we're a rental facility for the community as well.
So the Carlson Center encompasses a couple of different performance venues and other spaces as well. So describe those for us. What are people going to find there?
Actually, there are 4 theaters in the building, so it's truly a multi-venue facility. The 2 main ones are Yardley Hall, which is a 1,300-seat theater, and the Polsky Theater, which seats about 400 people. Those are the 2 halls where we do most of our presenting and that are used most often by rental clients. We also have a 55-seat recital hall and a 100-seat black box theater, which is a dedicated space for our academic theater department, and they do 4 shows in that space every academic year, as well as using it for rehearsals and performances and classes as well. So it's a very busy building. There's a lot of evenings where we have something happening in all 4 spaces at the same time in a very full lobby, and those are our favorite days.
So to help me understand this better, you've got a combination of things that the university puts on in terms of performances, but then you also have groups that you contract with to come in and perform there?
That's right. So the college does events all year long, and that makes up about 40% of the total number of events throughout the year. We rent the facility to community groups, and that's 30% of what we do. And then the remaining 30% is the Carlson Center Presents series of professional performing artists that come in from all over the world. So our programs are everything from Broadway to classical. We do dance, theater, all kinds of music. It's really, hopefully, a schedule that people in the community can look at and find something that's going to appeal to them in the season.
Let's talk a little bit about how this all works financially. I'm assuming you have support from the university, but like most nonprofit organizations, it's a puzzle putting all those pieces together to make sure that you have the money to do what you need to do.
That's true. There are a lot of different moving parts, as they say. So the community college is very generous in that they basically provide and maintain our venue, our facility. They help provide the budget that pays for the staff that works in the facility and the benefits that go along with those folks. And then we have about a $1.2 million program budget that we are charged to break even with what the college provides with ticket sales and contributions from the community. So we're always looking forward to inviting people to be members of our Friends of the Carlson Center. We do have corporate and private sponsorship of events that happen. We apply for grants every year, and we are successful, which is always wonderful. And then we sell tickets to the tune of about $750,000 to $800,000 a year in revenue from that. We sell CDs and take a little cut of merchandise. Our volunteer coat room has contributions that are, you know, come in the way of tips. So every little bit helps, as they say.
What size staff do you have to keep all this going?
We have 9 full-time staff members, and that's everything from my position, which does the programming. We have a full-time marketing person, box office, arts education, and then we have an in-house crew of 4 full-time folks that do everything on stage for all the different parties that come in and use the space. And then we have a pool of part-time stagehands that work with us on a regular basis, as well as some part-time folks in the box office as well.
In addition to the staff that you just mentioned, do you also use community volunteers?
Absolutely. We really couldn't do what we do without them. We have around 150 active volunteers. We call them the Volstars, because they are truly all-stars for our program. And some of them have been with us for our entire 27-year history. We have a few that still remain that had started out when the building opened and are still doing it today. Everything from greeting people as they come in the door to taking tickets and hanging coats and giving directions. And just this morning, actually, as I was leaving the facility, we were having a school performance. So we have a large group of volunteers helping load and unload school buses and help the children get into their seats and find the ladies' room and things like that. So, yes, volunteers are very, very important to our program.
You're located on the campus of Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. For those who aren't familiar with the facility, how do you get to it on campus?
It is probably one of the most prominent buildings. So as you approach the corner of College Boulevard and Quivira Road in Overland Park, you'll see the campus, and the Carlson Center is right out front. It has a circle drive. There's a large black sculpture right there in the circle, and the Carlson Center name, of course, is emblazoned on the side of the building. And as you come down College Boulevard from the east, you see the big JCCC, Johnson County Community College logo as well. We're easy to get to right off 435. We have a lot of patrons that come and join us for performances from the Northland and from Lee's Summit and Belton out in Jackson County. And so if you're on that highway, it's not too hard to find, actually, which is great. We're about 20 minutes west of downtown Kansas City, so pretty well located and right out here in beautiful Johnson County.
Let's talk about what's coming up in the near future there at the Carlson Center.
Oh, that would be great. Probably the most significant performance in February will be on the 24th of February. It's a Saturday evening, 8 o'clock, and we will welcome Complexions Contemporary Dance Company. They're doing a mixed repertory program that evening in the Polsky Theater. The mainstay of the program will be a piece called Stardust, which was choreographed by Dwight Roden, who's one of the founders of the company. And it's a tribute to David Bowie and in honor of him. He was a big inspiration to Dwight and to many of the dancers in the company, actually. So they will dance the piece to 9 David Bowie songs, and we'll hear David Bowie's voice. I just returned from New York from a conference, and I saw the company perform an excerpt of the work there. It's just incredibly moving and meaningful to them, and it really, you can feel the spirit of Bowie in the room during the performance. So that's coming up on February 24th.
Now, if people want more information about upcoming performances, I assume the website? Give us the website address.
The website is always a good source for info, and it is jccc.edu/Carlson Center. And Carlson is spelled C-A-R-L-S-E-N, Center. So please take a look.
And if they're getting tickets, are they available online? I would assume also at a box office?
Absolutely. So you can buy online anytime 24/7, and you can also call us from 10 to 5 Monday through Friday, or just walk up to the box office up to an hour before any performance, and you can buy tickets for that evening's performance, and at intermission you can buy tickets for a future performance.
Emily, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you, Dan. It's been great to be here.
Emily Bierman is the general manager of the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College in Overland Park. More interviews and a wide variety of topics are available at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. On Facebook, you'll find us at KPR Conversations, that's all one word, and you can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.